Shut up and sit down.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 100 of Geek Grills.
Woo!
Yeah! Oh my god. So, a very, very, very exciting moment for us. It is our 100th episode, and just a reminder, all of our episodes for the Geek Grills podcast are supported primarily by our patrons at patreon.com/grills, and also by our lovely Twitch followers and bit throwers and whatnot, and what have you. So, support us there. I am the Jen, and I am joined, as always, by my lovely co-host, Linda.
Hello!
And also Ember, known as 9 of 12.
Howdy!
Also known as September. Also known as... we're just making up. I just have give you 8 million nicknames. It's fine. Oh my goodness. I haven't been here for a minute. It's nice to be off of work at an hour that is slightly more reasonable. To leave the workplace so I could actually participate. You guys are 3 hours into the future, so it makes it a little bit challenging sometimes, but we are all three here to enjoy our 100th episode. And so, Linda, what have you been up to?
I have been up to crafting in general, but mostly crocheting, just all the crocheting. I'm trying to get this costume done. I have it on my lap right now that I'm working on. So I showed last week I just had the bodice. I now have the skirt as well, the beginnings of the skirt. It's very short at the moment, but it'll get longer as I go. And then I also started work on my other cosplay for Dragon Con, which a group of us are doing the Daughters of Triton, because the Georgia Aquarium is right next door to where the convention is, so they have the... Dragon Con night at the aquarium. So we're all going to dress up as mermaids and go do that thing.
I really like that scene, and I used to listen to it a lot as a kid. Just that one part where they're all like saying their names.
Yeah.
Like, that's really fun.
So for those of you that are watching live, behind me actually on my mannequin there is my Adrina. That is the sister that I am doing. That is her tail, or my tail.
How many are there?
It's a mermaid tail. I made it.
Seven? How many sisters are there?
There's seven in total, including Ariel. It's for the seven seas.
That's right. That would make sense.
Because Disney was cute like that. but yeah, I've been just doing all the crafting, and I bought the stuff that I need to make Sailor Saturn's Silence Glaive, which is the big staff that she has that, you know, does world-ending terribleness. So I'll be making that as soon as I finish the dress, and hopefully that'll be soonish.
Yay.
Are you That's crocheting awesome. The glaive?
No. I'm not going to crochet the glaive. I'm making it out of...
A plushy glaive sounds very useful.
And I feel floppy. Like
it would be it'd be a floppy glaive.
I would hold it up and it'd be like meow. It'd be a very sad glaive. Be the sad glaive, not the silence glaive. But I brought dowel rods, and my father brought me extra spindles that he just happened to have laying around in his wood shop because he's weird like that and is craft hoarder. I get it very naturally. You know, from that side of the family, and they're back there awaiting paint and glue and a little bit of cutting. So there's that.
Woohoo! Busy week. Lots and lots of preparations. Oh boy. Ember, what have you been up to?
Well, the kids didn't go north as planned with grandparents, so I was like, all right, we have to go somewhere. So the kids don't go back to school. I was like, what did you do this summer? I played video games 12 hours a day because my parents don't care. So we went to Asheville. We found out that there's a pinball museum there, and it was awesome. It was better than the one in Vegas. It wasn't – like the one in Vegas was just kind of like a dirty warehouse.
Gross.
With a bunch of old machines. The one in Asheville is like, it opens at 2. You can get a beer in there and sodas. and they only let in the number of people that they have machines, and it's a pay one price. You pay $15 and you can just play all you want. Everything is set on free to play.
Oh, that's cool.
And super busy. People were in line, like they keep track when you leave, like how many are leaving so they can let more people in.
That's awesome.
And we had an awesome time. They had video games too in a back room and stuff. They had the bane of my childhood, that Dragon's Lair shit. That horrible disappointment I know I've talked about on the show before. So I kind of like had to play it. And some really neat ones and the little history of the machine on it. And I took selfies with the KISS pinballs again because it's now a thing I do. And then they had Gorgar there, which is another machine I remember playing as a child, but I didn't know it was the first machine that had a voice. And then it's funny because then I was playing KISS. And on their info sheet, it said the KISS machine was supposed to be the first pinball machine with voices, but it was too expensive. So they
Oh,
scrapped it,
yeah.
but then they're like, but it turned out to be Gorgar, and we have that one. And I was like, cool. And they had some that weren't working, but like were interesting. They had a Hercules machine that was actually gigantic. It was like quadruple sized giant pinball machine. And they had one that was head to head pinball. So the board would tilt. And that's who was scoring at that time, and it would change whenever you like got a goal, basically, like between the other person's first. So that was super neat. And then we went back to the hotel, and we were gonna stay in, but we got antsy. We went out again, and I was like, "Well, let's see if there's a barcade in Asheville. There has to be. This town is awesome." And there was, and we had a better time than I normally do at the Boxcar one I go to in Raleigh because it was also pay one price, and it was cheaper, $10. All the games free to play, and they added, and it wasn't like packed shoulder to shoulder crowded like Boxcar gets. And the staff was super friendly, and they had consoles on the wall and like 2 inches of notebook of like their catalog of games you could play on all different systems, and in pinball and skee ball and air hockey and this awesome cider I was drinking, and we just had the best. Oh no, it was an alcoholic ginger beer. That's right. But yeah, so
Sounds
we did
awesome.
that.
Does a Simpsons
That
pinball
sounds
machine?
cool.
I think Simpsons was the pinball machine that I got really excited about as like
I played
growing
that
up.
too.
That was like
They
the
had
one that I remember.
that in the museum as well.
Yeah.
They didn't have it at the other place. And then I started a new job today. So I'm
Yay.
like the coordinated campaign director for the Catawba County Democratic Party. So I'm
Woohoo.
cat herding of 10 candidates.
I voted today. By
You have
mail-in
election
ballot
right
early.
now?
By mail-in ballot early. Like you do. No, I get my ballot by mail now after the debacle of last year of all the voting issues. I'm just like, all right, I'm just getting it done. So I'm dropping it in. We've got primaries right now, which is
Ah.
actually kind of exciting. Oddly enough, that's one of the things I did this week was do a whole lot of research about who the hell I was going to vote for.
Good for you.
Yeah, everybody, if you're going to vote, go do all that stuff. Get registered, and if it's too late, whatever, just make sure you register for the next one and do your research because there's lots of crap to know. It's actually kind of exciting for us in Arizona right now because not to get all political, but one of our candidates for the primary for Senate is Kristen Sinema, who is would be the first LGBT openly LGBT senator if she gets elected, and specifically the first openly bisexual individual in Congress if she gets elected, which is kind of random and interesting. And I got like a poll, like a polling call. And I was like, oh, yeah, I love doing these. So I get this call, and it's like all these mundane questions, like, are you going to vote? Who are you going to vote for? Blah, 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 blah. And they're like, if you found out that Kristen Sinema took bribes from blah, 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 would that make you more or less likely to vote? And it was like this whole descriptive thing. And
Oh, love those.
I was like, is
Wow.
this basically just trying to get me to question this so that I go and like look it up or like what? Okay, awkward. Thanks. but yeah, no. Yep. So I did lots of that this week. It's been really, really stupidly busy at work. My company is merging with another company. It's a whole thing that's happening. So it's been lots of moving and shaking and changing and stuff. But yeah. I did go to a Tim Kosher concert on Friday, a living room tour concert, which is exactly what it sounds like, where people offer up their living rooms, and you buy tickets, and there's, like, a very small number of people, and it was, like, this little acoustic, like, no speakers. Tim Kosher is part of Cursive, which is, like, a post-hardcore band, and so he did a bunch of his songs, like, acoustic, just him and a guitar in a living room, and it was pretty freaking cool, actually. I had a lot of fun, but it was very bizarre, because there was literally, so a friend of mine went to the San Diego one, which sold out in, like, 2 seconds, right? Like, 2 seconds it sells out, like, all 50 tickets gone. The Tucson one, like, on the day before, it was, like, 35 tickets available, and I'm like, okay, it's gonna be me and, like, 5 people at this place? Like, what's happening? To be fair, there were, like, 15 or 20, so it was super weird to be, like, you are a songwriter that I like a whole lot, and I get to, like, just watch you. Like, I'm sitting on somebody's couch, some nice people in Tucson that I now know, and I'm just sitting on one of their couches, like, watching you sing. I don't know, it was a really interesting experience. I'd never been to anything like that, but it was really cool. He also got to, like, play songs that he normally wouldn't get to play necessarily, because they really do better on, like, an acoustic format like that. They're not good for, like, live shows. Like, the Cursive fans are going to want them to play, you know, their big Cursive hits and, like, the rockin' stuff with the whole band. And it was cool to see him kind of take some of his songs and do the take that he had when he wrote the song and the storytelling in it, just with a guitar. I don't know. It was neat. Anyway, sorry. I could blab about it forever. Wow. Lots and lots of World of Warcraft. I am trying not to be angry. I'm just going to put that out there.
I saw a meme about, like, one of my friends posted about, like, Horde players. They see the new thing and then they suddenly switch to Alliance, and it's the Simpsons meme where Homer goes, like, back into the bushes and then comes back out and he's wearing the new symbol. Is that are you upset about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable with where the story is going. It feels really dirty. Go watch videos, prepare yourselves. But I am also a little bit annoyed because there's a character that is, I guess, now a genocidal maniac who's always been angry at certain people and upset, but much more tactical and level-headed, and is now just like, I'm a genocidal maniac and I'm gonna kill everybody. Brr, life sucks.
She's broken.
And it really makes me mad because we just went through the genocidal maniac, and I feel like it's a little bit of lazy storytelling if we're gonna literally have and the next genocidal maniac who's leading the horde. And also, for what, can we just keep one fucking war chief, like, that doesn't go crazy for an entire fucking expansion? We have not, like, I just want one, just one time. Anyway, I could bitch about this for forever. Anyway, traumatizing, yeah. A little bit traumatizing for me.
I was checking out Twitter for the not my horde hashtag.
Yeah, well, and the nice thing is that they are representing Saurfang, and, like, I really like Saurfang as a character. He's one of the orcs that's been around for, like, forever, and it's funny because he's, like, that older, like, soldier who he should have fallen in battle, like, over and over and over again, but he's still alive. Like, he's outlived his son, he's outlived, like, his adopted nephew, basically. Like, all of the people that are younger than him have died in battle, and he's just, like, this old man soldier that's still a badass and just hasn't he just can't get his damn glorious death. Like, that's kind of it.
He,
I like,
he bought too much stamina. Right? He bought too much stamina. Maybe, and now he's regretting it.
Basically. So I like that he's in the mix, though. I'm interested to see how Jaina the Pirate goes. We had like no Jaina last expansion. We had emo Jaina before that, who was dating the dragon. So I guess we'll kind of see what we get. I don't know. I'm trying to be open-minded. I'm trying to be calm, but it is difficult.
Yeah, well, I was pretty unable playing a Resto Druid and having to watch that.
Yeah, no, I was upset.
But you know what, Robin, I did notice there weren't any Taurens there.
Well, no, of course there weren't any Torn there. They're spiritual people.
They would
they'd
not
be
have
like,
let her do that.
they'd have been like, get fucked, you. Stop it. Like, what are you doing? Like, there was no way. But, like, that's the frustrating thing, though, is that she's absolutely bitter, and she should be, you know, but she also doesn't necessarily, she's never come off as, like, the, I'm going to go the Garrosh Hellscream route of handling things, you know? Like, that's just a little aggressive.
I think it's arguable that that side of her has just been working its corruption slowly.
I don't, but that's lazy
She's
storytelling, isn't it?
The whole Lich King yuckiness of animal life.
I don't know. I will hold on until we get to the expansion. In the meantime,
she just needs to die.
I made a tiny little warrior. It's a gnome, mm-hmm. and it runs around and it hits things with its very lightsaber. So it's a little sword, and it's cute, and looks like a lightsaber, and I'm having fun, and it's delightful, and I just
Yay.
Don't, and I just am not going to think about it, because that makes everything better. Yeah, so World of Warcraft, hooray. That's been pretty much most of my gaming. I haven't been doing a lot of it, to be honest. Yeah, so with that, I believe it is about time for the Geek Grapevine.
So I put this story in, and
yeah.
we
oh,
coincidentally
God, I'm
stepped
so
all
sorry.
Over the news.
Whoops.
I didn't see that one in there. Jen
about,
is the worst.
the release of those cinematics. I will put the link in our chat for our live viewers.
Well,
but
now you can watch it and be horrified.
Yes, and both cinematics are there. The one with Sylvanas and the Saurfang one. And it was an interesting article because, I mean, these cinematics were supposed to come out a long time ago and things got pushed back and they've been ready for a while. But because of the strong reactions that people had when the thing happened, people were positing that Blizzard had released the Saurfang early to, like, try and calm everyone down. And
yeah.
Blizzard, you know, commented, like, no, actually, we had this ready a long time ago and it was planned to be released on this day. And, you know, no, that's we're not just reacting. But it really, it did certainly help make me feel better. I haven't seen these Zappy Boy memes, but
yeah.
I'm going to go look for them. Because that character was really good. And
I really like him. And I really liked Vol'jin. And I feel like I'm getting
yeah.
a little bit of the Vol'jin flavor with, like, the younger. I play a troll priest. So, like, for me, like, I'm like, yeah, trolls being kind of cool. Yay, hooray. You know?
Yeah.
I like that.
Like,
it feels good.
So quickly. He really
yeah.
got short shrift of you guys having
exactly.
a decent leader.
We were so excited about Vol'jin being the fucking war chief. That's what I'm saying. Like, give me,
he didn't
like,
want
for
to
a
do
minute.
It.
Well, I know he didn't want to do it, but he also got, like, shanked. So, like, he would have done it as long as he needed to, but he got shanked. Because that's
but
how.
He gave it to Crazy Pants.
No, but because he was dying. He died, like, within minutes of giving it to her.
He should have gave it to someone who wasn't
there was
pants.
Nobody else to give it to. Bane Bloodhoof was crazy, and there wasn't really a lot of other choices. What are you going to do, Gallywicks?
How about
I mean,
not a dead thing?
Well, I don't think
that
it's
might have been a good first.
You got to remember, the dead things are a big part of the people that make up the Horde.
Yeah,
we like our dead things, maybe a little bit more than the primarily Alliance players. But yeah, no, I really like him as a character. I think he's a delightful addition. I think it's nice to have fresh characters that we're getting excited about. And I'm going to remain as positive as possible.
I do have an undead rogue. Just so
See,
you know.
I know. I like the undead sometimes. The Forsaken. Yeah, the old soldier cinematic is there too. That's super good.
Yeah. Yeah. The Saurfang one got me all choked up.
Yeah.
So I also put in this because we were all behind, and I found the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is cool. Don't show my kids. but people are hiring Fortnite coaches.
Oh,
tutors
sure. Yeah.
For their kids.
Weird.
Well, I mean, we've talked about before that, you know, it's courses you can take in college now to actually try and become a professional gamer. So I thought,
yeah,
well,
I mean, marketing, design, every aspect of every business. You can get a job for a video game company now, too. So, absolutely.
I mean, I you say professional gamer, and my brain goes to, like, testers. But
yeah.
it's actually, you know, just doing, like, YouTube stuff as well. It's not just testing. It's it's being like a face for that game too, that they're hiring for. It's like, it's brand. Really interesting.
Although this article looks a little weird, like a little helicoptery.
Brand ambassadors. Really, like,
man, he's not winning. I'm gonna like pay for a tutor. No.
Well, it's like I dance moms, but it's video game moms now.
Right? Like, I mean, my son was in a tournament, an OSU online tournament last week, and, you know, he lost because he got paired with somebody really, really good. Fine. I'm not going to hire him a tutor. Just, he can practice more. If he's making money at it, wants to pay his own coach, cool.
Now I just imagine, like, the dance moms, they're just behind them, backseat gaming. Be like, no, shoot him. Shoot him with the gun.
You put your hands back on that keyboard. I did not spend $800 last week on your coaching to listen to you whine. Put your hands on that keynote. Like, I just feel like it's really aggressive. Like, I agree. It's gotten to a kind of weird place. We'll see. I don't know. Coaching is like a big thing too. I mean, there have been a lot, just people have been paying a lot more for coaching just in general, not just kids or parents paying for their kids, but like, you know, adults or older people who have their own money paying for coaches. Like, there's websites now where you can go and like rent a coach for like very easily for like an hour or whatever. Like, if you want to learn Hearthstone better or you want to learn how to play something else better, there's more and more services like that out there. It's interesting. Come to kind of a weird place with video games. That's a good one. Can I tell a Fortnite story that makes me laugh? Kind of unrelated. So a friend of mine had a his girlfriend had a CPS charge that was not really a valid CPS charge. Nobody here knows anything about those. And it was basically just like an old roommate that was being asked to leave, who was bitter and like, oh, I'm going to call CPS then because I am angry. So the CPS person shows up and has to interview all the kids, and like they're going through one by one, and the 8-year-old, like, he's like answering all the questions, and then after a while he's just like, yeah, your questions are, I don't like your questions. Do you play Fortnite? And the CPS person is like, no. And then they were like, and then so they would, I gotta ask these questions. They're like, okay. And he would like answer them and then be like, so, but Fortnite though, you should play it. Do you know about it? Do you know what it is? Like, just over and over again. And like the CPS person was like, clearly this claim is, is pretty, unfounded. And yeah, the kid just like, it was just Fortnite. But what about Fortnite though?
Fortnite. Yeah.
Oh man. It was funny. Okay. Oh my goodness. All right. So who's, Linda, is this yours?
Yes.
All right.
I just thought it was really interesting. So NASA has apparently released a blueprint so you can DIY your own Curiosity rover. Because the Curiosity rover did just have its birthday, so it sang itself happy birthday.
Aww, I like it that they programmed that into it. That's delightful.
Mm-hmm. I know, some people are like, oh, it's sad. I'm like, no, it's amazing. It's so cool. So you can apparently...
See, look at that. Fully built, it's a 25-pound mini rover, 24 inches long and 14 inches wide, with a maximum speed of 6.7 inches per second, which is 0.4 miles per hour. Cool.
Yep. Just neat. My father is one of the ones that would download that immediately and build it. He has already bought a tiny robot from Fry's and put it together.
12-year-old Jen would have convinced.
He just drives it around the house. It's just this little, not a lot, because he and my mom, it's okay. So I grew up on Star Trek. I know they're both Trekkies and they're into science and they're into nerd stuff. But I go over there like a couple weeks ago and they're like, hey, have you seen this show called BattleBots? It's really interesting. So I'm over there with them watching BattleBots as the, you know, these little robots that have been made of just smashing each other apart. And I'm like,
oh, I love BattleBots.
That's great.
BattleBots. I'm glad it's back too. That I noticed that recently it was on TV and they're having tournaments, because when my kids were littler, BattleBots had a really big resurgence and they had toys you could buy and little arenas and like fight the little fake versions of some of the really popular bots from that show.
I just wasn't expecting my parents, you know, having known my parents for 32 years. I wasn't expecting that of them, but yeah, they're really into that. And so Dad was like, you know, I bet I could put a little like fake saw on there on the little one that he made.
Awesome.
Just have it me. And I'm like, you do you, man.
Yeah. All right, rock on.
When I went to SuperCon, there was a family in Trek uniforms, like a man and woman Trek uniforms, and they had this little girl with them who was just in fun fur.
Aww.
And I was like, oh my God, it's a triple. I said, I bet she's trouble. And
that's
great.
That's delightful. Yeah, 12-year-old Jen would have convinced her father that she needed to make that thing, and then it would have happened, and it would have been like, one of us would have wanted to murder the other one by the time it was done, but it would get finished eventually. Because when we did the to scale Galileo, like, model of the Galileo satellite, that was a thing that happened.
Cool.
No, I totally would have been into it. All right. Oh my goodness. So today's discussion topic is us. No. Hooray! We are awesome. No, it is our 100th episode, so we wanted to do some reflection and just think about the fact that each of our episodes is approximately 65 minutes long on average, if you average them out, which means that if you want to, there's 6,500 minutes of us talking that you can go and feel free to enjoy out there in the world.
Yeah.
That's a lot of us talking.
It's really crazy.
That's days of us talking.
And I don't know if I told the story last week where I was looking for an episode to show somebody. And
yeah.
I was paging back through and I was like, I felt so good about the content we've created and so many, like, look at the titles and wow, like, I don't know. Like, all the topics we've covered and the guests we've had, and it's been a fucking amazing journey.
I listened
journey.
To two recently because somebody wanted to hear them and or old ones, and I was like, okay, fine, you can listen to old ones, but I need to hear them with you because I need to know I need to know what you're listening to. And then I was like listening to them, I'm like, this is like actually entertaining because I didn't remember it because it's been so long.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this is kind of a good show, like I'd forgotten about that, like that's cool. like
right?
Listening
like,
to myself
totally pulled this shit off.
Like this
world?
Is decent. How did that happen?
And I noticed too, I was looking at, like, we have been doing the funny little episode titles
since the
beginning. Just yanked out of some random weird shit somebody said during an episode since way before Showbots. Like, we started it pretty much immediately.
Well, Showbot has been around for a minute on Night Attack Land, but to be fair, yeah, no, not a lot of other podcasts using that. We were doing it kind of every episode just off of, like, something funny that was said, and we'd jot it down, and that was the thing. And
they're like,
yeah.
Most of it wasn't even on purpose. Like it would only happen if something funny happened.
Exactly. No, we had a lot of fun. Yeah. So one of the things that's interesting here is that, you know, most podcasts, they pod fade or like disappear into the ether after just a few episodes. So it's really, 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 really exciting to me to look back and say, okay, we've been doing this for 100 episodes now and we're still going. And, you know, there have been a few times where I was like, I don't know if we're going to make it. Myself, my life being so crazy and busy and insanity and whatnot. But, yeah, like, we've managed to continue it, and we haven't pod faded. We're still here. And I have a shirt to prove it. No.
and two out of three of us are original?
Yeah. Yeah. We're two-thirds original grill. one-third new grill. No.
Yeah. I looked, I have forgotten the number, but I think it was somewhere around episode 68.
Yeah, I was going to say 69. Yes,
yeah,
I think that's right.
Yeah.
And then it came on.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It was the one about movies and sequels and remakes.
Ugh. Oh my.
And it was like the one right after you guessed it, right? With us,
yeah,
yeah. Basically,
you had me and Kelly on from Glitter Dice as guests, and then you were like, "Hey, you want to come help?" And I was like,
"Can we keep Linda?
Can we keep you though? Can you just come all the time?" No, I know. I'm glad I came back. You know, I had my hot minute where I just didn't think I was going to be able to fit it into my crazy little life. Yeah, no, I'm glad I did because this has been something we've been doing every week. We get people who respond and message and I've met so many cool people. I think that's been one of the most rewarding and fulfilling part of it has been our guests. Just to be, just kind of go over the kinds of people we've had on. So we've had geeks of all varieties. We've had artists and authors, performers, musicians, scientists, brewers, academics, streamers, podcasts, and more. That's a lot of different stuff. Oh yeah, magicians. See, that's what I'm saying. There's like so many things. I try to put like more in there.
Now works for the Magic Castle.
Yeah, and also avid like well, and like professional video game players, and like we've had just everything. We've had some pretty.
You're my local comic book store manager.
Local comic book store person thing. Yeah, no, we've had pretty much a little of everything. I mean, we've had episodes where we've, you know, that's the thing too, is everybody's like, well, I don't play video games. I'm like, well, we don't just because that's our title, it doesn't, like, there's three things on the thing.
Yeah.
I remember the episode we had Willie Dills on.
Yeah.
I told Matthew after the fact, and he was like, what?
Oh,
he really likes his podcast, so he was like, I could, but.
Yeah, no, the Dills is responsible, unfortunately. Drunken conversation between Dills and Jen to compete against another streamer and her band of female video game players. It's a weird place, a weird adventure that we've been on. Now, actually, it's funny because since then, like, so September and I have met in person multiple times.
Twice?
Now. Yeah, multiple times. And that's pretty crazy.
Neither time in the states we live in.
Yeah, that's also true. That is kind of weird. Like we've met before, just never where either of us live. We have had, yeah, I know it's kind of crazy to think about like the connections and relationships. Like I have friendships that I would have never had. Like a couple weeks back, I don't think I got to talk about it because I wasn't here. But I went to see Mike TV live, in Phoenix. He's been doing his tour, and so I jetted up to Phoenix, my favorite city on Earth, specifically to check out a concert, and it was really cool. And then, of course, got to grab a bite afterwards, and it was just really nice to, you know, again, the connection with him. I mean, I hang out in his stream and whatnot, but I think when we had him on the show, that was when I really got to know him and had a chance to talk to him afterwards a lot more, and, you know, since then at various events. And, like, that wouldn't have happened if it weren't for the show. So, I don't know. There's been lots of really cool guests that I have that have definitely given me a bit of something. Linda, who are some of your favorite guests that we've had on?
I really like Gelf, actually. Because, and this, I mean, I'd never met her before or heard of her before she came on the show. And I know you guys, like, knew her.
Yeah, no, I met her by guesting on somebody else's podcast. We were the same. We were the two guests on DKG Whelp podcast, which was hilarious. And we were like, I sense a similar spirit in you. We must become friends after this. And so we have. No, I love her. She's an incredible lady. She is smart as hell and super, super, duper, duper fun.
You know, it's funny, and I was, like, supposed to have hosted that one. I was like, you do it, you know it better. And then I didn't realize it was, like, the same person I had in my lap in Vegas. And then I called up the information to do the notes, and I'm like, oh, it's her.
Yeah, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Well, that one was fun. That was Phenocchery. So, Phenocchery, you had fun.
Oh, that's Phenocchery.
Yeah, but she's, but that's so funny, though, too, because, like, you didn't realize until, like, actually when she was on, you're like, wait a minute. She sat on my lap, like in a car. Oh, Vegas. Vegas was fun. We had a good time in Vegas. Ah, man. Amber, what are your more favorite guests that we've had on in our 100 many, many episodes?
Oh, I mean, it's so hard. I love Dills. Sometimes I wish he were actually, you know.
A grill all the time?
All the time. Yeah.
He's always fun. I love it.
But there's just...
There's so many. I was going to say Hannibal.
There's so many.
I know that was a very emotional.
I know in trying to pull bumpers and outtakes, my biggest surprise was Garrett.
Garrett is still one of the biggest ones for me. Absolutely.
I was so nervous.
It was such a different side of him that we've, like,
right?
It was really interesting. That's probably still one of my most surprising guest appearances. Like, that went very different from what I was expecting. Of course, I was anticipating I was going to fall on my face throughout the whole thing. Because Garrett's, like, really technical and really kind of a perfectionist. And I'm like, oh, God. We're going to just embarrass the shit out of ourselves in front of Garrett.
Like, him and Jury, I was, for both of those, I was like, oh, what Jury. If they get yelly? Because they, sometimes they get yelly. And, like, I think I would just yell back. And this could just really, you know, like, I just, for some reason, thought I was going to get in a horrible argument with one of them. And they were both incredibly respectful and polite and just fantastic guests. And I ended up feeling after each of those episodes like more like a pro. Like I was treated with respect by these actual pro streamers, right? That do it for a living.
So I've called into really... enough hype trains now. I'm ready to have Jury on again. I can tackle Jury. The thing with Jury is he's like one of those curveball throwers, you know? Like he'll be talking about something and he'll just lob something out there. And you're like, okay, was not prepared, but I will figure out how to try to catch this and then have a conversation with you about it. So, yeah, I was really nervous to have him on because I had no idea what he was going to go off on. I anticipated, like, I was like, this could go all kinds of interesting places.
Man. And also, while it was a little chaotic, I really liked having all my friends on, all my brewer friends.
I loved that episode.
I was going to mention that, too. That was awesome.
I still tell people about that episode. Everybody who's like, oh, my brew mom. I'm like, go listen to this episode. There's a whole bunch of cool chicks that talk about their process. It's cool. No, I love that. That actually has inspired me too. I'm continuing. I have to wait till monsoon's over when the humidity is gone, but I am very seriously considering doing some brewing again because of that episode and because of listening to all of those awesome chicks talk about making alcohol.
Yay.
That was great. That was a good episode. I enjoyed it. It was chaos, but it was fun. It was fun chaos. Yeah.
Helping. I'm helping.
I'm helping.
And I'm proud of some of the hard ones we've done.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Last year, Streamathon.
The second episode I did with you was Body Dysmorphia. I remember that very specifically.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jen and I did the diet one. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we had opportunities to make light because we covered, you know, fad diets. But, I mean,
yeah,
I felt like we had some hard, important discussion. The ones on genetics, for God's sake, and ancestral memory.
Yeah, the ancestral memory episode is the one that I'm thinking of when you talk about that one. That was a heavy episode for me because it just made me think a lot. And in that same vein, I think when we talked about just mental health in general, like how mm-hmm. that based on that article, which is like how to be a good friend to a friend of yours with mental health. Issues, diagnoses, I don't know. What's the nice way of saying it? I don't know. I have it, but I don't even know how to tell people. Like, people with mental health challenges. Like, that sounds awful. There's got to be a better way to say that. But that episode was really heady.
Can I say subscriptions?
Yeah. People
I don't have issues. I've got subscriptions.
And volumes. And journals. Entire journals. Shelves in a library. No. That episode was a heavy episode for me, but I think it was a good episode. I got a lot of feedback on that episode from people that were like, I liked that I could share this with so-and-so because not only was it the article, but also you guys talking about it, so it made it more real, and that was some of the coolest feedback I'd gotten to have somebody respond in that way was like, oh, I'm putting something good out into the universe for somebody else
exactly.
to benefit from.
Exactly.
And that makes me
that.
So happy.
Like, sometimes we're just fun and we talk about nerd stuff and then, mm-hmm. but we geek out on like stuff that helps people. Like that's when I go back through the episodes, I'm like, oh, I remember when, you know, so-and-so stepped forward and like, they felt like they could talk to me about something because of an episode we did. Like that's, people don't send enough podcast feedback in general, mm-hmm. I think to any show. But in real life, I think we're fortunate if we ever get feedback for the lives we've touched. Mm-hmm. And that it's happened in this is very validating for me.
Yeah, I do love that we get feedback. And I talked about this with the girls on my other podcast as well. It's sometimes it just kind of does feel like we're shouting out into the void. But we actually are getting feedback and we're getting people that have said that we're helping and people that have said that they really enjoy what we're doing. And that's just really, really cool.
I wish we got it more in emails and in our Discord. It seems like it's we get most of it from people we know, or at least internet know. And then it's not as easy for the three of us to get it. You know, it was like, oh, so-and-so was telling me about this. And, like, I'd like us all to be involved more in those discussions. So, folks, always, and you can call me.
Yeah, I want more people to share, yeah, directly. I mean, it's nice when they share us one-on-one, but, yeah, it's always great, too, when we get that feedback directly. And there have been times when we've gotten, like, a message that has been emailed or even reviews on our iTunes that make me, like, all teary-eyed and pathetic.
Oh, man. Hannibal's review.
I know. Hannibal's review, like, murders me. I cannot look at it. Like, I will just, like, I'm a mess.
Yeah.
That was something else. I showed somebody who'd never seen Rent for the first time. And when Collins does the reprise of I Will Cover You at the... Mm-hmm. For Angel, and I'm just like, that's how I am, like, just too much emotion, and that's how I feel with anything with Hannibal. Like, he was on the show, and I was just like, so many feelings. Like, he's just one of those people that, like, gets you to, like, right to your core. That's why I was, like, waving Hannibal's book around. Hannibal was really amazing. That episode was really meaningful and important for me because I needed that at that time. And then that let me help and share some love to others that needed it very shortly after. So that was a really, that was a very good thing for me. The other one that I wanted to mention was one that has gotten talked about by a lot of people because we had so many people that don't normally watch or listen to Geek Grills come in for the Donate Life America. But when we had Gina on talking about what happened and, you know, just Gina's story is incredible. Well, I guess technically it's his story. Her husband's story. But just talking about what she went through and what he went through. And just it was one of those things that it was a really amazing episode. And I thought it was really impactful. I was
thinking about that.
Yeah.
For those of you that weren't around at that New Year's stream we did, it was for organ and tissue donation. Donate Life, and
right.
I have a local friend whose husband had contracted a flesh-eating bacteria and has had it accepted tissue donations and stuff, and she came over to my house, and I set her up in a different room so that we weren't echoing all over and stepping on each other, and yeah, that makes me want to cry, too.
That I will never get the image out of my mind of her describing the patchwork of skin grafts that her husband had, because the donations came from people of, like, all different skin tones, and that it was this patchwork, but that is what saved him. And, oh, I'll never, like, that's, like, one of those moments where you're like, okay, like, that's what this stuff is about, and that was probably one of the most meaningful episodes that we did for me, like, just on that level, for sure.
And people ask, like, how do you come up with stuff? And are you going to run out of stuff? And from the beginning, we were a little worried about that. Like, we have a list, and then it keeps getting short, and we're like, oh, no.
And then
something will come up. And that's almost like one of those, like, something will happen to me. Somebody will ask me a question, or I'll just ask people, like, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to cover. And somebody's like, well, what about this? I'm like, well, no, that's a terrible idea, but it gave me another idea. You know, that kind of thing happens. And, like, the serendipity of, like, I knew someone.
Yeah, no, that was really...
Been through that.
And it was cool to be able to share that story, too, because she's done such a
and
good
raise
job.
And money.
Yeah, and we did. We raised a bunch of money. And it was really great, too, because she was able to share her story, which she's written out so well. And that getting sent to more and more people just makes people aware of the different types of donation that's out there. Man, so, okay.
I remember somebody, who was it? Oh, I can't remember who it was. I'm really sorry, our fan, but someone signed up to be a donor during the stream.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was delightful. You're like, wait, I want to be a, I should do this. So going forward, looking out onto our future of topics, I know we've talked a little bit about, like, what our favorite ones that we've already done have been. What's the one that you are excited for us to tackle that we haven't tackled yet?
Well, I actually had an idea, and it would be it's not written on the list yet, but I would really like you, Jen, and maybe a guest, and with Ember and me chiming in, to do like pick a like really popular movie, like maybe you do Infinity War or something like that, something a really popular movie. And do a literature breakdown of it.
Oh God, yeah, like I would love it. It's funny because so I was watching like a show with somebody recently, and I was watching and I was like, okay, so like basically he's gonna do this, and then the role that she plays now as the series goes on, does this happen? Because I kind of see like this framework happening here, and then like I see, and then they're like, I thought you were a lit major. Did you take film? And I was like, yeah, I was UC Santa Cruz lit major. Half my classes were film classes because that's the new literature, don't you know? No, but it was really funny because like I was just like I didn't realize it, but I was like absolutely like breaking it down by lit theory, like what was
Because
happening.
there's some movies that I go to see because I took a bunch of like creative writing and English courses as part of getting my electives done for college, even though I have a music degree. I just kind of dived full-fledged into the arts. And there are a bunch of like TV series and movies that I watch, and I'm like, okay, there's gonna be a twist there. Okay, they're gonna do this. And I'm like, I know it has to do with just no having a knowledge of literature
Oh yeah.
to be like, you can see where it's going to go. And like I think I talked about this on our episode with the
Archetypes and tropes?
no Bl Black
Oh.
Panther
Oh,
spoilers, the Black Panther,
totally.
where I was like, I could tell the beat. It was like, okay, someone's gonna fall off that cliff, they're gonna find him in the mountains, and then it's just beat after beat of that movie.
Yeah, I do that with just about everything I watch.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's like
I
sub
don't
it's just happens.
Yeah, I don't think about it, as a literary breakdown. I guess you have a methodology for that I hadn't done in any of my courses, but
It's
I
really just people
actually
being fancy assholes, let's be honest. No. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, my
geek out
entire lit
about it.
department. I'm just kidding. Everybody calm down. No.
It's okay to geek out about it. That's what we do.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, totally. I
Like,
just
what was it? I was texting you in the middle of the night, drunk. I was watching S.H.I.E.L.D., and I was like, oh, so that character's name is Ophelia, and I think they're actually doing like an Ophelia Shakespearean parallel in this story. And like, but you've seen it, and don't spoil it, but I want to talk about it so bad.
Or like, no, I love stuff like that. Oh man, that's yeah,
So
so
that's a topic that I would like to do.
lit breakdown of a popular like big
Blockbuster movie.
blockbuster movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's like an awesome, that's totally doable. Amber, what about you? What's a topic we haven't tackled yet? You have a few that I know you've wanted to like get your hands around.
Oh, I mean, we've touched on so many,
Yeah,
and there's some
totally.
I think I'd like to redo,
Yeah,
right?
I was
Some that
actually
are 2 years ago,
thinking
I think it was really early, we talked about representation in gaming, and it would be an interesting to for us to listen back and then be able to actually delineate the steps that have been taken and things we've seen since then. I think that would be an interesting thing to do.
Yeah, no, I agree. That would be really, really that it would be. I was thinking one of the same things. I was thinking about. I was going back through some of our old episodes, just trying to, again, find one that I'm willing to let another human listen to, that I'm willing to listen to with this person. Because again, I need to know what ridiculous thing I said at that time. Otherwise, I'll just be like, wait, I said what? And also, I say some really stupid shit, as proven by stuff that is now on the internet for all of eternity. But there are definitely a few topics that I want to go back to, and I think that one of them would be just like not just like I think we talked about representation, but this episode that we did, episode 9, was women in media specifically, and how it's portrayed. And I think I'd want to do that, but just slightly differently, and just how women are portrayed, like in general, like not just from like a standpoint of film and shows and whatnot, but just in newscasts or in
You could
like,
go deep into that. You could go into the history of
Oh
it and
yeah,
how
there's some
it's
fun stuff there.
changed. That's a big hole to go into.
But the thing is that we did it one time, and there have been some interesting like shifts and whatnot. I would be interested to see that. So totally. That was not supposed to be, that was supposed to be silent, by mistake. But yeah, I think that's probably one that I'd like to go back and I'd like to tackle that one again for sure. I think that would be a good one. But yeah, I don't know. There's so many different things that I think you're right, Ember. I think we're at a point now where it's been like 2 years. Let's go and.
There's a handful of things we could re-examine for sure.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking forward to the book club stuff.
Yes. And I
believe that should be next week's episode. So I better get on the stick with the sparrow.
Can we do that second to next episode?
We'll talk about it after.
Jen had to flee bomb her house recently. No, it's been a little crazy. It's been a crazy few weeks. Okay, people, like, I had tiny bugs assaulting my home. Like, it's been 115 degrees with evaporative cooling. Like, I'm like, no human should live here. But yeah, no, I think the book club, I think it's really a smart thing for the three of us to do.
Barney.
Yes, thank you.
That was his idea. And
yes,
thank him again. And thank this show.
Yes.
Spun off, I have another show.
Yeah.
With someone who is a guest.
Absolutely. I agree. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
And that reminds me. So while we were talking about, I know we mentioned it a few times, but just to be more explicit with it, you know, as we move forward, we have so many ideas, but more than anything, we'd love to hear from our listeners. Like, what were your favorites? What have you really enjoyed? What's a topic you want us to cover again? What would you like to hear in the future that we've never thought of? Like, give us that, chime in, email us geekgirls@gmail.com. You can call us 508-474-5577. Tweet us at Geek Grills. It's GEEKGRILLS. I don't know how to vary. I've been informed that it's confusing. I don't know why. It's pretty straightforward.
Because noobs don't get it, man.
Yeah, that's true.
It's that leet speak from a streamer.
From a strange, strange time in a strange, strange land. Oh, ladies. All right, girls, what are you most anticipating? Linda, what's on the agenda for you coming up?
Coming up this weekend for me is Garden of Destinies, the LARP where I play the sassy jazz singer. I'm really, really looking forward to it because apparently my character is famous now because I've done so much performing in downtimes that the staff members contacted me and were like, can you record yourself singing and send us the clip because we want to put it on the in-play radio show.
Aww.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I tootled down into Matt's recording studio and was like, I need this karaoke song and I need one of your microphones. He was like, okay. So I'm looking forward to that. I want my downtimes for this cycle to come now so I can read them because I want to see.
Oh my goodness.
Which I'm excited. So that is coming up for me.
Ember, what's on deck for you?
I gotta finish the book.
Yeah, I know, right?
The book club. I mean, I've had the books for years to begin with.
Me too. Seriously,
shove that reading time in.
My grandmother gave me that book like 8 years ago. I've had it on my shelf for forever. That's why it's so funny that it came up. Like, that's bizarre. Anyway.
Yeah, and the same. My friend Neil gave it to me years and years ago, and I was like, "Oops!" And I read the other. He gave me two books, and I read the other one. But I got to get into that book and, yeah, so that's about it other than, cause now I have a job, right? So that's going to be taking
up exciting.
A lot of my time and it's kind of exciting. So
it's more than
I don't
kind
think
of
I can fit any more nerd stuff in, but except World of Warcraft, of course,
yes.
The expansion. Mm-hmm. I did buy the expansion, so there will have to be time.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's on deck for me. So we have a Hearthstone expansion coming, and then Battle for Azeroth is August 14th. I'm excited. I'm already doing all the pre-patch stuff. Oh, trying to finish the things I need to finish, prepare all my alts, make sure my main, whatever I'm going to play is my main, is ready to go. We got to make sure all your bags are all set up. There's all this really dumb preparation that we do as nerds when a WoW
cool
expansion
mount,
comes out. Huh? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
awesome.
You definitely get kind of a neat. It's all right. It's no, I don't. You know, I did actually like it. I did like it. It is actually a pretty cool mount. I'll agree. There's just too many things, though. It's just like there's so many games I want to play, so many things I want to do. I will give you more info as soon as I have it, but there is a small project I will be working on with the Neshcom himself, potentially. So it will be a fun time, and as I have more details, I will share them. But I'm really excited because we're starting to, like, do a little groundwork for that, so that sounds fun. So that's a little bit of my time, too, coming up. So, yeah. So we're here live right now, for all you live people that are listening to us right now. Ember, how can people do that in the future? If they want to be
well,
live.
Well, they can just write down, put it in your calendar. You can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on Monday evenings. The next one will be next Monday, the 13th, at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
And by the way, we are actually part of the Diamond Club TV network now. So you'll see that we are on the Diamond Club team on Twitch. You can pretty much go there anytime. We'll have some active links there. But you can check out anything that's live on the Diamond Club TV network. And we're also there, too. So it makes it really easy. There's a calendar so you can catch everybody, figure out when everybody's recording. So check that out, too. I'll make sure that links are available soon.
Yeah, I checked. Wasn't there before?
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. Things like just happened, and then Jen had to flee bomb her house.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I you know, in addition to the subs and the bits that we get here on Twitch, which we love and adore, we're really supported by our amazing patrons. We've had some that have been with us since the very beginning. You are the greatest girlfriends on the internet. I can't believe that we are 100 episodes in, and we have literally people that have been supporting us since the very beginning. And that's awesome. And if you would like to become a patron, you can do that at patreon.com/grills. Yeah, support us. Help us be able to do more things. I really want to do game night, but I can't commit to that until we get a little further ahead with our patrons' support. So go support us. Even if it's just a dollar, I don't care. Just help us.
Yeah. Do the thing.
Do the thing. Linda, what's the free thing that they can do?
You can leave us a review on your podcast catcher, iTunes, or what have you. That helps people find our podcast. It, like, I guess, helps our ranking. And, you know, if you leave us a review, we'll read it out.
Yes.
You know, we'll say we love you on the air and read your thing. You can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help us spread the word there.
Yeah, do all those things. Help us out. Where can everybody find you on the interwebs, Linda?
You can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, and you can find me on Twitch under the name True Noob. That's TRUN00B. That's where I do my creative streams, and I occasionally play games. Right now, I'm using that as time to work on my Dragon Con costume.
Yay!
So, watch me flail about tomorrow. That'll be I'll be doing a stream tomorrow at 7:30 Eastern as I attempt to finish. I'm not nearly done yet, but I'll attempt. So
that's like temporarily a cosplay channel instead of Pokemon.
Yeah, temporarily. And it's called Dragon Con or Bust. So
there you go. Oh, everybody getting excited for Dragon Con. Oh boy. Ember, what about you? Where can everybody find you on the internet?
I can be reached at 9of12, that's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch, and you can see me on YouTube doing the Heresy and Hearsay podcast it's not a podcast yet, the show with Reverend Barney. I'll be recording that Thursday evenings on my 9of12 Twitch channel.
And I am the Jen. You can find me at The Jen Says on Twitter, streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheJenPlays, and everything I do can be found at TheJenSays.com because I own it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Good game.
Yay.
GG.
Well played, everyone.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.